Welcome back to Wisdom Collective, everybody. I am Adri Mendez, and to be honest, I had a completely different plan for this episode. I wanted to talk about tattoos and like dig deep into Leviticus because that's one topic that I'm very passionate about, but I kept putting it off and putting it off, and I had promised myself when I started Wisdom Collective that I was going to prepare and record and edit and schedule everything in advance, but that was just something that I kept on putting off, and I missed posting yesterday. I'm very sorry about that, but God has other plans, and today we're going to talk about something that I think and I hope really encourages you, and in the sense that to know that you're not alone in your struggles. So to give you a little rundown of what's been going on, for a couple of weeks, there's been a lot of stuff going on spiritually and emotionally and mentally that have been taking a toll on me. And the biggest one of that I'm grateful to say that I'm finally seeing the light in that, is that I started doubting God. And that is something that I didn't think I was ever going to go through again. Because as many of you know, I grew up in the church. My parents are pastors. I served since I was 12 in the church. And then I moved to Prague by myself when I was 19. And in that time, at the beginning, I strayed away from the church. I didn't want anything to do with God. And even during that time, yes, I doubted like God being good to me. And I doubted God's promises to me. But I had never doubted the existence of God. And then this year, I started Wisdom Collective. I'm more involved in church and serving, and I'm trying to be a good testimony of Jesus' love to other people. And I start having these doubts of, is God even real? Like, to the point where I was like, when I was praying, I was like, who am I actually praying to? And thankfully, I have a really good support system. And I called my mom and I told her and I told my pastor what was going on. And they were both very encouraging. And they just prayed over me. And my mom even had a dream where, you know, God revealed to her what was actually going on, which is obviously a spiritual attack on my life. Because we know that I am starting to walk in what God wants me to do. And the enemy really doesn't want to do that, right? So it was very difficult in the sense that as a Christian, my whole life, I would come after work to my house and just bawl my eyes out saying, I don't want to have these thoughts. I don't want to not believe in God because I don't want to go to hell. I want to believe in God. I don't want to be stuck here. And I felt in that moment incredibly hopeless because I felt like I was never going to get out of that I was never going to believe in God the same way that I believed in him before. And I was at the gym one day, and then I just heard God telling me, and this is me paraphrasing, right, these are my words, like, you know what you're doing, right? When you're working out, you're breaking down your muscles, then you rest, and then they grow even stronger, right? And I just started crying in the gym because I understood that I had to go through that. I had to break down even my belief system to the point where I was so scared that I was never going to believe in God again, to be able to come back stronger and believe in him even more than I did before. And here's where I want to get a bit more hopeful with you guys. Like, if you've ever struggled with unbelief or with doubting God and his existence, you should know that it doesn't matter if you believe in him or not, because he's still real. He's still there. He's still good. He's still love. And he doesn't need you to believe in him. But he chooses to have you believe in him. He chooses to have you serve him or have you be in his family so that he can have a connection with you. So that the creator of the universe wants to have an actual relationship with us. Like, that just blows my mind. And here's like an analogy that also helped me come back to my belief. And obviously, as a human being, you want to put logics into it and you want to be able, because my thing was like, how am I supposed to prove to atheists that God exists? I've never had a conversation with an atheist where I have to prove that God exists. What if I do? And then I think it was a friend of mine or something, that they were like, you don't have to prove to other people that God exists, because he will have his way with them the same way that he's having his way with you. So what really helped me kind of put two and two together was, and I don't remember who said it because I listened to a lot of things and I forget who says them, and it was a very long time ago, but it said that like the human realm is a reflection of the spiritual realm. And in the human world, we have hierarchies for everything. In families, in corporate jobs, in politics, in hospitals, and everything, there's a hierarchy. There's always, let's say in a corporate job, there's a CEO, there's managing directors, there's managers, there's leads, and then there's the people that work, right? Like the juniors. So if that's the hierarchy in a corporation, it's a reflection of the hierarchy in the spiritual realm. And even in the Bible, we see that there is a sort of hierarchy in angels and demons. Like, I remember them in Spanish. They're like serufinos, querubinos, and something else. But I don't remember them in English. I'm sorry. Let me actually Google them.
A few moments later.
Okay, so Google says that it's seraphim, cherubim, and thrones. I don't remember the throne ones, but I don't remember the word in Spanish either. But anyways, this is when you realize that I'm not a theologian and I'm just someone who really likes Jesus. Anyways, so there's a hierarchy in angels. There's a hierarchy in demons. There's a hierarchy in the world. And who is at the top of these hierarchies in the spiritual realm? There is a good and there's a bad. That is something that we cannot dispute. That is something that we see with our eyes every single day. But then who is the leader of the good and who is the leader of the bad, right? Who is the CEO of good? I'm kidding. Jesus is the CEO of good. I'm too Gen Z for this. I'm so sorry. So if Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are the CEO of good, then then the devil's the CEO of bad. So that is what helped me realize that God is real. I'm sorry, this is so dumb.
12 seconds later.
But I'm trying to break it down for you guys because it helped me understand that I don't have to understand everything. I don't have to have a reason for everything. And that no matter, as I said, no matter if I believe in God, he is still real. He is still the CEO of good. I'm kidding. Okay, I'll stop now. So yeah, I went through this season of unbelief, and that week my pastor preached an incredible word. We started a series at Destiny Church called Mind Games, and she said something that was so powerful for my heart. And she said, you are not a slave of your unbelief. You are not a slave of your emotions. You're not a slave of your depression. You're not a slave of your anxiety. And I want you guys to hear that as well, because I even put it as my phone background, because I need to be reminded every single day that as a human, I'm going to fail. As a human, Jesus already knew I was going to go through this season of unbelief when he died on the cross, but he still died on the cross for me because he loves me. And no matter what I do, he is still going to love me. He is still going to want to have a relationship with me and with you. And unbelief and doubt and shame and all of these negative emotions are definitely something that the enemy puts in your heart to steer you away from the purpose of God and to steer you away from loving Jesus. So I just want to pray right now that everything that the enemy is putting in your life to take you away from God, to take you away from your purpose, to take you away from the reason you are on this earth, is being taken away by the Holy Spirit. And this is also something that was really interesting in this journey, and I can go a lot more deeper into this in another episode, but I have been going through a time with God where he is showing himself to me as the Trinity. And in a nutshell, I have always believed in God. Up until this point, but I had always believed in God blindly, and I'd experienced God and I'd experienced Jesus in a very general sense. And at the end of 2019, I was at a worship event, and God told me, this year, this upcoming year, I'm going to leave you on your own. You're going to be alone, and it is going to be a time of you and me. And I was so scared about what that meant, because I had a lot of friends back then. But they were not the best influence on my life. But I was like, what in the world? And then I went to visit my parents, and my mom said the same thing to me. She's like, God is telling you that he's going to put you by yourself. And I was like, oh my God, what is going to happen? And then 2020 happened. So I am the reason why 2020 happened. I'm very sorry, guys. Also a joke. But anyways, I went through 2020 literally living on my own in a tiny little room that I moved to a tiny little apartment. So, you know, it's always been just myself. And I was able to develop a closer relationship with Jesus as a brother, with Jesus as a friend. And then about a year ago, I felt God telling me that it was time for me to see him as a father. And the thing is that I have a really good earthly father. My dad is an amazing man. He's an amazing dad. And because I have such a good dad, I never felt the, in quotes, need to have a spiritual dad. Like, yes, I'm like, oh, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. But it was just words. It wasn't something that I felt or lived out in my life. And so since last year, I've been able to see God more as a father. The Bible says that you who are evil are good to your children. How much more is God good to us, right? Now, right after this whole season of unbelief happened, God just told me, I need you to see the Holy Spirit work in your life daily. And that's also because, to be honest, I had never really consulted the Holy Spirit about a lot of the like small things in my life. I always pray and I'm like, God, I have this decision to make. It's like life changing. What do you think I should do? But then like, what am I going to order at a cafe? Which tram am I going to take to work? What time am I going to wake up? Like those are things that I never consulted with the Holy Spirit. And now it's something that I'm intentionally trying to do, because having a relationship with the Holy Spirit is the only thing that is going to keep me accountable and that is going to keep me believing in Jesus, to be honest. So yeah, this has been a long ramble about my spiritual life, but I hope that if you are going through a season of unbelief, or if you will ever go through it, because we are not exempt from it, that you know that you're not alone, that seasons pass, that things will change, and that God has a purpose for everything. I always say everything happens for a reason. And then these things happen and I'm like, Jesus, why? Why? So everything happens for a reason, even if we don't understand the reason just yet. But yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing day or evening, or I don't know what time you're listening to this to. But I also want to just say that if you're ever struggling with unbelief or emotional things or spiritual things, and you need someone to talk to or want to share something with other people because you don't want to keep it to yourself, I am here and I am more than happy to support you in your spiritual journey and support each other in our spiritual journeys. So yeah, just DM me on at Wisdom Collective or at @Adri_MendezM, and I am more than happy to be there for you. So yeah, God bless you. Bye.